Well, Broadway excitement is coming to Riverbend on June 25th as the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra welcomes Kristen Chenoweth in an evening of music from Broadway to Hollywood. And what better artist than someone who is a star of stage and screen? I'd like to welcome this evening's guest, Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi.
Well, thank you for joining us. I know that everybody here in Cincinnati is very excited for June 25th when you're going to be appearing at Riverbend. And how appropriate, I mean, a star of stage and screen doing a concert all about the music of stage and screen.
I know. I always like to make things big.
What are some of the things that you like bringing to concerts like this? I mean, usually with concerts, it's a collection of songs. But as an actress bringing these songs, what is it that you want to do with these pieces?
Well, it's really been fun for me to get to do songs I've kind of always wanted to do, or maybe some that I've grown up on, you know, haven't performed. I definitely do my homage to Dolly Parton, and I do some Andrew Lloyd Webber and Jerome Kern, but I also do Don Henley. It's my chance to show people who I am as an artist and not just an actress, because, you know, I didn't start out doing film and TV or anything like that. I started out on Broadway.
You won the Tony for your performance as Sally Brown in Your Good Man, Charlie Brown.
She certainly changed my life. That's Sally. She sure did. I think things happen the way they're supposed to, because after Charlie Brown, I was supposed to do Millie, but I did a sitcom instead, and it was the right thing for me to go and learn and do something different and fun and grow and evolve. And then Wicked came, and it just has been a good, I mean, that was 13 years ago now, which seems impossible, but it's all been such a great part of learning and growing and just getting better and better and better. And that's really all I ever want to do.
Recently, you actually went to the flip side of magic. You did Maleficent for Disney.
Yes, I loved it. I've definitely played villains, but I've never looked like one before. So that was fun for me to get to wear the makeup and the horns and the outfit and kind of embrace that pure classic villain. And I just loved working with the kids and the director who I'd known before, Kenny Ortega. And I know we're going to be doing There's Descendants 2. And when the story and the script came my way, I thought, yeah, it sounds like something I want to be a part of.
When the Pops approached you to do this concert, how does it go about the selection of music? How much input do you have? How much do they request? What's that like?
Well, I've been on a tour on and off since I left my Broadway show in July. And so I have about four different shows. I do an orchestra show, I do a piano solo show, I do me and my band. So all of the shows are different. With an orchestra show, I really do like to do an ode to music from movies, as well as some of the artists that I love to pay homage to as well. So it's really been great to work with them, because they're like, what do you want to do? So that really means a lot, because I want to do things that I know, and maybe I'll add, maybe there'll be a couple of things that are new for me as well. I've never been to this particular venue, so I'm excited. This will be my first time.
I also know that as busy as you are, you do take time to support young artists and work with organizations that you believe in. I remember several years ago, you did a master class at the College Conservatory of Music here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I loved it.
You also recently or are about to receive an award for your work towards equality.
Yes, I just received this incredible award from PFLAG. And I think that one of the reasons I love that organization is really about the parent to have supported their children with really actually who they are and not turn their backs or said, you're out of here or whatever, because a lot of times that's what happens. And hopefully we're starting to understand that we're born how we're born. Like, I was born little, you know, I'm born petite. That's the way God put me together. So I'm really honored to ever get any sort of award. There are certainly people way more deserving, but I think it's just more about being someone who, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma. I grew up in the Bible Belt. I'm a Christian woman. And but I think it's important to talk about this as well, especially being a person of faith, and remember how God wants us to treat each other.
Now, a lot of people would look at your resume and think, wow, what could she want to do next? You're very passionate about the work that you do. What is your passion driving you towards now?
I'm doing a new album, and I'm so excited by it. I love music so much, and I love finding new songs that touch me and what I want to say through music. So that'll be something that I'll always want to do, that I'll always want to continue to do. And of course, I want to look for a great role that speaks to me on television and in a movie, but my favorite thing to do is perform with a live audience. And I think there are just people who are born creatures of the theater, and that's me. I hope I die on stage. I always want to come to Broadway. I always want to see the orchestra concerts, and I just want to keep doing and being the best artist I can be.
I would like to thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so happy to talk to you and everybody there, and I hope to get to meet some young artists while I'm there as well. I will be asking some local artists to join me for the last couple of songs, so I can't wait.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank our guest, Kristen Chenoweth. Kristen, we look forward so much to seeing you.
Thank you, honey.
For more information on Ms. Chenoweth's appearance with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra at Riverbend on June the 25th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
I was a shy, demure type, inhibited, insecure type of maid. I stayed.